An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this game day Thursday. Ravens 5.5-point favorites over the Bengals. 8:15 kickoff. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored starts at 5 with me and Ken Wyman, live from Brew Brothers, Horseshoe Casino, brought to you by Rice Mirtha Pesaurus. We talked about the Bengals' offense, high-powered as it is, earlier in the show. Let's talk about their defense here.
Yeah, their defense has been somewhat suspect, you know, as we saw week 5. And when you look at their players, Hendrickson had 4 sacks last week. He's playing really, really well. He's playing physical. He's playing powerful. Does a decent job against the run, too. And then Miles Murphy, their first-round pick last year in 23, he can cause Rosengarten some problems rushing the passer because he's got some power to rush on the bull rush and stuff. So that could be. But he alternates in there with Hubbard. Hubbard had a sack the last time they played. Now, B.J. Hill, we talked about it earlier, defensive tackle, number 92. He had 5 tackles against the Ravens last time. That is a huge, huge player for them. And if he doesn't play, their run game is really, really going to – it's going to affect them big time because he requires a double team. He can stack at the point of attack, and he makes life easier for Pratt and Logan Wilson, the 2 inside backers. And if he's not there, those guys get driven back because they don't have anybody that – is even close to the way that he plays. You know, and when you look at their pass rush, the inside guys, they're not really pass rush guys. They're going to blitz to try to create pressure along with, but they both can win on the outside. Miles Murphy and Hendrickson can win one-on-one. Last time they played, Ronnie Stanley didn't give up a sack against Hendrickson. Played really well against Hendrickson, and he's going to have to. Tonight, he's got to play a really, really good game. And what's good is, you know, the problem that Hendrickson will give Ronnie is when he tries to bull rush. When he tries to athlete and use his speed and stuff, plays right into Ronnie's hands. But we'll see tonight if he's bull rushing, what kind of problems he's got. And Miles Murphy likes to bull rush, and that'll cause Rosengarten some issues. Linebackers Pratt and Wilson, they struggle in pass coverage. I mean, last time the tight ends... they had, 4 or 5 touchdowns. They all 3 had catches. So they can catch balls underneath them. And I don't think Logan Wilson's a great lateral athlete. Pratt's a more, you know, has more speed and stuff. And the secondary's same secondary that played last. Other than Mike Hilton. Mike Hilton, their nickelback, I think that's a big addition. He had 8 tackles last week against the Raiders. And he gets involved a lot in their run stuff. And he does a nice job coming up inside on their run, you know, and he'll blitz some off the side. So that'll be big to have Hilton back for them tonight. But, I mean, Cam Taylor-Britt, Zay Flowers ate him up. You know, ate him up, had over 100 yards. And DJ Turner, he had trouble in coverage, too. They were playing soft. They were playing off. And Ravens ran good routes. And the safeties, I mean, Geno Stone's going to get involved. You know, he's good back there in Von Bell. They can't run. They can't run. That's the biggest problem that they have. And, you know, maybe we get a deep shot, you know, because the safeties get outrun or they don't come up and cover as quickly and stuff. But their defense is kind of suspect. They don't have the players that the Ravens, I mean, they're better player. Hendrickson's better than anybody the Ravens have. And other than that, you know, Hilton's a better nickelback than Millett. Other than that, the Ravens player for player, the Ravens are better. You know, and then now it's just, you know, do they make plays? I mean, last time they played, the offense made a bunch of plays. And I see Henry having a much better game if B.J. Hill's out. If B.J. Hill is in and he's got a rib and he can't play all the time, I just think that Henry's going to have a much better game tonight than he did last time.
So Cincinnati's defense, frustrating in a lot of ways. We'll do a stat breakdown when we come back from the next break. But you mentioned Hendrickson. They have 17 sacks as a team. He has 11 of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's he's a dominant player, and the Ravens are going to chip him and do the, and they'll probably let Stanley go one-on-one with him, but if he's on the other side, they will chip, and he'll line up inside sometimes, but just expect a lot of blitzing and them trying to bring a lot of packages in. And if that's the case, then a key guy in that stuff is going to be Justice Hill. Justice Hill, if they're blitzing a lot, I don't see Keaton Mitchell lining up in the backfield a lot, Bob, because, I mean, first game in a long time and you got to pick up the blitz and do all that pass blocking. No, I think that'll be Justice Hill.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the Fed, just tuning into the show. You're wondering what's up with Keaton Mitchell. Well, it looks like he's going to play tonight, as Yannick Ngakoue is going to get waived by the Ravens, who hope to put him back on the practice squad. But that opens the door, as we talked about last hour, with Trippy and a bunch of callers. Hey, David Ajabo, let's go. Front and center.
Come to the party.
If assuming he's going to be the guy as to replace him, who else would it be? Adeez Isaac?
No. Yeah, it's got to be Ajabo. And hopefully, Bob, I'm hoping for the kid, man, that he comes out and he's flying around. Like, early in the season, he had a couple nice rushes that looked like he was back. You know, he was back to, like, his Michigan days. But then it's been like, he can't even beat a tight end. You know, and come on. It looks like he's thinking too much and playing, you know, by the numbers. Just go. Let it loose.
Let it loose, man. We'll see tonight starting at 8:15. We'll come back. Stat breakdown of the two teams, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Similarities offensively, sure. And defensively, too, which, by the way, is not a really good thing to talk about. We'll do our picks for tonight's game. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. Talk real and fantasy football with him heading into week 10.
Vinny and Haney crunch the numbers. Sunday stats preview. 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens 6-3, coming off a blowout win against the Denver Broncos. Cincinnati 4-5, coming off a blowout win against the Raiders. Trying to accumulate some things in a good and bad way. They're called stats, and let's break them down here.
All right, let's look at Ravens defense, Bengals offense. Now, the Ravens are a +3, Bengals are a +1. Ravens defense, totally, they're ranked 21st. They give up 356. Bengals offense, a little lower than you think. They're 17th, 330 yards a game. Passing defense, Ravens are last. Give up 281 yards a game. Passing offense, Bengals, they're 7th, 236 yards a game. Rush defense, Ravens are first. Give up 75.7. And, Bob, when I started doing this Buffalo game, the Ravens were giving up 50 yards a game. Now it's 76. So they're still number one, but it's gotten worse. And Cincinnati's rush offense, 27th, 94 yards a game. Passing attempts, Ravens give up the most of anybody in the league, 342. And pass attempts, the Bengals are ninth. They throw it a bunch, 302. Completion percentage, Ravens give up 66.4%. And the Bengals, they're fourth, 70.2. Touchdown passes, Ravens, they give up almost more than anybody. They're 29th with 18. And the Bengals are second with 2. So I guess we're going to see completed passes and some touchdowns, Bob. Interceptions, Ravens defense is 14th with 6. Bengals don't throw many, Joe Burrow with 4. Sacks, Ravens are 5th with 28. Bengals are right at the midpoint, 16th. They have 20. Quarterback rating, Ravens give up a quarterback rating of 101. Joe Burrow's quarterback rating is 5th, 108.1. Rushing attempts, Ravens are 8th. Not a lot of people, 200 rushes. People get out of the rush. And rush attempts, Bengals offense, 29th. They don't rush it a lot, 91. Average per rush, Ravens defense is 1st, 3.1. Average per rush, Bengals defense 24th, 4.1. Third down conversions, this is a big one. Ravens are 30th. 46.2. Bengals are third, 46.9. So they're going to convert third. Everybody has been converting third down against the Ravens, you know. And then you look at Ravens offense. Cincy's defense, Ravens offense is first, 445.9 yards per game. Defensively, they're 19th, 342. Passing offense, I mean, when would you ever have thought this? They're fourth in the league in passing. 254. They're going to throw for a lot tonight. Passing defense, they're 17th, 212. Rushing offense, first, 191.9. Rush defense, they're 18th. They give up 130. Points scored, Ravens are second, 31.4. Bengals are 25th, 25.2. They give up a ton. Pass attempts, Ravens are 21st, 256. Bengals defense, 24th. They give up a ton of passing. You know, their defense does. Completion percentage, Ravens are 9th, 68.4. Bengals are 15th, 65%. Average per completions, Ravens are the best. 9.3. Average per completion, their defense is 9th, 6.7. So we'll see if we get some chunk plays. Touchdown passes, Ravens are 2nd. Cincy's 18th with 13. Ravens have 20. Interceptions, Ravens one of the fewest with 2. They've had 6. Sacks, Ravens are 2nd best. Only have Lamar's been sacked 13 times, and they are 26th. Like you said, Hendrickson has 11. They have 17. Yep. So one guy gets all their sacks. Quarterback rating, Ravens are 1st, 120.6. They give up a quarterback rating of only 90. That's I'm guessing, Bob, that's a lot of that's from all their blitzing. Rush attempts, Ravens are 1st, 294 rush attempts. And Cincy's defense, 29th, 278. So people run it a lot on them. A lot. I mean, Bob, they've had 301 pass attempts and 278 rush attempts. So people have had a lot of plays against them. Average per rush, Ravens are 1st, 5.9, and their defense is 6th, give up 4.2. Third downs, Ravens are 5th, 45.8. Their defense, 26th, 44.5. So we have two good offensive on third down, two bad defenses on third down. I mean, one of the keys of this game actually could be who's better on third down.
Right.
So those are the stats. You know, the Ravens on offense have the 4th most penalties with 69. Their defense, 12th. And the Bengals offense, they have the least in the league.
So it's basically what we've talked about many times this year. Ravens offense going up against a shaky to below average defense.
Yep.
And a good offense going up against outside of the rush offense, a shaky to below average defense.
Exactly.
Who imposes wills tonight.
And two special teams that are probably equal right now.
It's 88-81-057 The Fan. As Mike Harmon awaits us coming up in a matter of minutes. Nolan, I guess it's time to make our predictions for this extravaganza. Let's reset it for you. Ravens 5.5-point favorites. Taking on the Bengals tonight. M&T Bank Stadium. Wait a minute. 6.5. The line's actually going up a point. So how about that?
That changes everything for me. I got to scramble.
Over under is still 52.5. Cincy wins. They're at 500. Ravens will fall to 6-4 with 4 conference losses, meaning Cincinnati will only be a game behind them in the standings. So it's a big game for both teams. Season ender for either? No. But it would probably hinder Baltimore's chances to definitely catch Kansas City.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, maybe win their own division. They might be looking at wild card stuff if they lose again tonight.
Yeah.
Their second home loss, another division loss. And you haven't even seen Pittsburgh
yet. And a huge division game next week.
Yeah. So this would behoove Baltimore, obviously, to get it done. But Nolan, before we do our picks, give everyone a standings update as we head into week 10 of this NFL season, which is flying by.
All right, Vinny's out in front with a record of 120-63. Bob is 2 games back at 118-65. And I'm 7 games back, 113-70.
Yeah, Vinny's on, what, two-year winning streak, yeah. Trying to make it 3 in a row.
I'm trying to be like the Chiefs,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, we got to make that stuff not happen. So let's go 8-15. Ravens, Bengals, what happened?
I got Ravens 35-24. I like the Ravens offense, and I think the defense is going to make a play or two. That just, my gut tells me that the defense will make some better plays. And without Higgins, I think that's a huge disadvantage for the Bengals.
Right, I'm thinking high scoring as well. Real quick, some interesting notes here from Jameson Hensley on the line for tonight, or I guess the over-under.
Yeah.
Being set at 52.5, how high that is. It's actually the second highest total for a game this season. Only one higher was week one, Rams versus Lions at 53.5. It's the highest for an outdoor game this season and the highest ever for a Ravens-Bengals matchup.
How about that? It's going to be nice tonight in downtown Baltimore. All right, Nolan, what do you got?
Yeah, with that in mind, I am going high scoring. I am going over. Ravens win by the narrowest of margins, 31-30. Still can't trust that defense, but I do trust Lamar. And I think they will hold the ball last, and they will get into position for that winner as time expires.
Over 50?
They'll do them some favors. They'll get them within 50.
I'm going Ravens 37-27. High-scoring game. They're going to have the advantage, Baltimore, and Cincinnati's going to keep poking and prodding, but won't be able to get over the hump. So I see the Ravens not only covering the spread, but hitting the over as well and getting a 7-3 as they hit the super terrific mini buy. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk real fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. Go to the Fun House with Nolan McGraw. Inside access awaits at 2 o'clock live from Brew Brothers, where we're going to be from 2 to 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Dean Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it. One more segment to go. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday at 410. 583-1057, the reveal coming up in a matter of minutes. Ravens Bengals coming up tonight, 8:15. Spread's now up to 6.5, according to ESPN Bet. So this thing's been fluctuating just a little bit. Yannick Ngakoue looks like he's going to get waived. Keaton Mitchell could make his debut against Cincinnati. Bengals coming off a 41-point outburst against the Raiders. Ravens did the same thing to Denver. Lamar, 4 touchdown passes. Burrow, 5. Last time these two teams met, the two quarterbacks combined for 9 TD passes. Should we expect more of the same? I think we just did our picks and we kind of do expect high-scoring stuff. But what does our next guest think? From Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is one of his many podcasts. He's our friend and yours. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing on a big game day? 53 is the total, right? It's a beautiful thing. By the way, you're citing the spread from ESPN, ABC. How do I trust it when they're trying to prop up the gas bag as a possible future president?
Well, I'm not going to get into politics. All I know, there's a certain guy who's left-handed from East Baltimore who endorses ESPN Bet, if you dig where I'm coming from, Mike Harmon over there.
Political.
Where'd Mike go?
He's in his car.
Yes, there's issues with the car.
Oh, wow. See, you talk politics and you get booted off the airwaves for sure. But Mike Harmon's out there with the beautiful people in L.A. He's also a Bears fan and talked about their early success kind of turning into, I don't say a nightmare, but they've lost 2 in a row. Now, Matt Eberflus has become one of these coaches that could be on the hot seat if he is not already on said hot seat here, but we'll get into all of that and more when we get Mike back on the air as we talk about the real and fantasy football thing. So what the hell happened there, Mike?
I don't know. You started sounding robotic. I guess that when you may have finished a sentence, I may have said something inflammatory, and then my phone went dead like Big Brother was watching.
Oh, well, he always is, right? And Orson Welles said that a long time ago. But Orwell, excuse me. Let's get into tonight's game. Daily fantasy, we'll look at it. And from a real matchup, Bengals need to win. If they win, they're 500 for the first time this year. Then they'd be only a game behind the Ravens, as we've stressed. The Ravens have already lost, Mike, 3 conference games. Don't want to lose 4. You don't want to lose again at home. You already lost to the Raiders, which is an inexplicable loss. But if you're looking to put together your 5-man daily fantasy team, staying within the confines of your $600 million salary cap, I mean, Lamar's hard to pass up, but where are the little teeny tiny Keaton Mitchell could be active for tonight's game, for instance.
Well, that's where we start getting cute, right, where we go a little bit deeper. Khalil Herbert picked up from the Bears earlier this week. Well, with their bruising back going on to the IR and being lost for the year, well, all of a sudden, alongside Chase Brown, there may be an opportunity for a couple of touches. I mean, you even had Joe Burrow in the press conference going, doesn't matter that he doesn't know what he's doing. I'm right there standing next to him so I can tell him where to go. Okay, nice and easy, right? Running back, plug and play as you go. I think you want to go a little bit deeper. Maybe we get a shot with a secondary receiver mixed therein. You know, Andrews certainly is going to be on everybody's radar. On the other side, Gesicki has been fantastic the last few weeks, so I would expect that. I think it cruises past the 53, which means it'll be a 17-14 game.
Now let's talk about the real football for a minute, and as we look at the surprise teams in a good way in the first half of the season, I mean, Jacksonville, Dallas, among others, who's been the most disappointing team as we're at the de facto halfway point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard. I didn't expect a lot from the Cowboys, but the fact that they're in the dire straits they are, and now Dak's probably done for the year, which means they sink even further into the abyss. So I'd say that's one that kind of stands out as a, well, wishing, wanting, hoping that maybe things would have gone right. Miami, you know, we all had questions of, you know, Tua, was he going to be able to stay upright for a full year again? Well, the answer was a resounding no, and now questioning what they are. Tyreek Hill still without a touchdown on the year. So I would say they stand as a disappointment because everybody expected Buffalo to take a step back, not this guy. But New England is what they are. And then the Jets, well, my partner on the radio keeps telling me it's too big to fail. And I laugh and I go, yeah, they said that about a lot of companies and programs. And I'll just leave it at that. And they all went belly up, didn't they? So, you know, be careful what you ask for there. Jacksonville, now you got Trevor Lawrence. Is he going to play? It's going to be the Mac Jones experiment this weekend. And they may actually need surgery for a guy they just paid a blank load of money for. So, yeah, what was bad is worse. And now Doug Peterson, the only thing he can do to try to at least get a little bit of good press is take cracks at Sam Darnold.
Hey, Mike, you think either defense shows up tonight?
No. I don't. In Cincinnati, it would be a first. And, well, I mean, for you guys, well, you know what. You know as well as I do. It just hasn't been there. So with Cincinnati playing better football, it seems like once they get past, you know, giving away two or three games early in the season, they actually decide, all right, hey, guys, let's go give it the old college try. So, yeah, I would be shocked. Doesn't mean that there's not going to be that big play at the end of a game, but throughout the game, I would be looking at a lot of those in-game overs for the yardage accounts.
Mike, since he played in L.A. this past year, what do you know about Tre'Davious White?
Once upon a time, I mean, you guys remember him from his time at Buffalo. Yeah. He was a beast. Here, he became an overpriced piece of the secondary and then hasn't been healthy. So I don't know that there's truly a full assessment of what he is with the Rams. They did well in the draft and have moved on to other component parts. They're getting a bunch of their offensive linemen back, so they think they can make a run with it. So as they are wont to do, if someone's not in the plans currently, they're certainly not in the plans for the future, especially with a veteran with a bigger contract. So for Tre'Davious White, I think a lot of it was, all right, could they trust him to get back on the field in short order to the guy he was? The answer was no, and try to find another front office that felt that they could bring him back to form.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. Hero Video at 81057. The Fan joins us every Thursday. Browns, Packers, Raiders, Seahawks, all on buys this week. So that means you're going to have to improvise and adapt if you have any of the stars of those teams in fantasy football. So, Mike, give us the winners and losers fantasy roster-wise.
Winners, the usual suspects. We already assessed your guys' game. Start them all. Hurts, Allen, Mahomes, Purdy, Sam Darnold, your top five. Yeah, Jacksonville's secondary is deplorable. And the guy formerly known as Josh Allen, now Hines Allen, he doesn't get to quarterbacks anymore. When we look at the running back position, usual again, Barkley, Kyren Williams up against Miami. He's an absolute beast. You're looking at Achane on the other side of that Sunday Night Football. Yay. Or no, that's the Monday Night game. Yay. Bijan Robinson going up against New Orleans, they all quit. Breece Hall. And then if McCaffrey's going to play, you have to start him. There's no hesitation, folks. If he's active, he's in your lineup. Because then when he scores 24 points and he's on your bench, I don't want to hear you crying. Get him off IR. Get him back in your lineup. Jefferson, Neighbors, Cup, Deebo Samuel, Davante Adams, a bit of a surprise at the back end of the fives. There, hot plays, Stafford, Tua, Goff, Jones, Taylor, and a little bit of George Pickens. I wanted to call him Carl just for fun. Justin Herbert, Caleb Williams on the cold source, along with Tony Pollard, Bucky Irving for the Ninjas. How about a little Daniel Jones in that game in Germany? I know, it's crazy to actually think about that. But if you're going to get up to watch it, you might as well find some value for yourself. And then Trey Benson against the Jets. They can't stop me running the football right now.
Now, Mike, as you said three times, you think the over tonight for the Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals. What about Andre Yosevich as a little sneaky play here, if he's sneaky at all?
I think that's a nice little sneaky opportunity with T. Higgins. Pretty smart that they didn't give T. Higgins a long-term deal, right?
Well, he'd have been back if he had a long-term deal.
Mike Harmon.
It's awful hard to get someone to shell out the money if you're going to keep missing five games a year, though, fellas. I guess you can keep playing on the 1 year and get your guaranteed cash, but I think you'd like the larger signing bonus, wouldn't you?
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. What else is out there for you in a media world where it's endless media opportunities to hear from you?
Well, I mean, you know, when we look at it, we got the I Watch Flex podcast, goes up a couple times a week. Also, ancillary episodes for Smith and I when we get ranting, the Instagram world at Swollen Dome. A little bit of TikTok, we're starting to do that at Harmon Rants. They're streaming the show live in the evening, so you can see me and the quizzical look and curses that I do at Smith.
Nice.
So you always have that going on as well. So a little bit more, and then the Find Your Wins website getting retooled to make it all shiny and new because, let's face it, we all need a little bit of positivity each day. And if I can do it by watching a bad holiday movie on Hallmark or something like that or an old rerun of Hunter, then I'm going to help everybody win.
Hunter reference. Fred Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer, yeah.
88-8-1-0-5-7, the fan. Mike, enjoy the time off, which is never, based on all of the stuff you just mentioned. And we'll talk to you next Thursday.
I appreciate you guys. Enjoy the game tonight. I'll send a picture of the bags under my eyes to show you just how hard I'm working for the American people.
That's right. Eggs are going to be free from now on, apparently, Mike Harmon.
Oh, good. Good. Because they're like $5 a dozen out here.
All right, Mike. Talk to you later.
Be good, guys.
Put them $5 eggs and them bags under his eyes. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Inside Access takes over at 2 live. From a Horseshoe Casino, Brew Brothers, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show brought to you by Rice Smith and Presores takes over at 5. Adam Schefter reported it first, but Yannick Ngakoue is going to get waived, and looks like Keaton Mitchell makes his debut tonight.
I would say kickoff return for sure. I think if they return in the kicks, him and Justice Hill are back there. Collier's probably inactive.
Where's Deontay Johnson fit in here?
You know, I don't.
Bateman drops three more passes in the next two games. He might be fitting in nicely.
Yeah. But we'll see if he, you know, he'll probably get a target or two tonight, I'd imagine. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how they line up, Bob, without Likely. That's what's going to be interesting to me is that Kohler, you know, spot now, or are you going to put another receiver in? You know, is Aguilar going to play more?
Now, we'll do our full-on picks for Week 10 tomorrow. As we said, we all picked the Ravens to win tonight. But Dak Prescott probably done for the year in Dallas. Cooper Rush era. Well, resumes. He's 5-1 as a starter. And as Mike Harmon just pointed out, Trevor Lawrence going to be out for a minute. And Mac Jones. Tend to forget he was a first-round pick just 3 years ago.
Oh, you know what? It would serve Jacksonville right if he goes out there and is like 25 for 30, throws for over 300, looks great, you know?
We'll be talking about Maryland and Oregon tomorrow with Keith Cavanaugh. Terps back on the hardwood tomorrow against Mount St. Mary's as Derek Queen set the bar pretty high, you think, in his opener and everything else going on a Friday sports day for you. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before we go to Inside Access Live in downtown Baltimore at the Horseshoe Casino Brew Brothers?
Right. To Vinny's point, I hadn't even really thought about the kick return factor for Keaton Mitchell. It would make sense. And Chris Collier earlier this week, the Ravens waived him. To make room for Tre'Davious White, I believe. That was the corresponding move there. So, yeah, they are in search of a guy to return kicks.
Just like Leonard Nimoy way back when.
Collier has his best return, and he... Adios, thank you.
All right, let's go to that funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, this texter here may be not as optimistic seeing Keaton Mitchell tonight, at least on offense, saying, I have a feeling even if Mitchell is active, the Ravens are going to be very cautious with him and his workload. With Derrick Henry rolling the way he is, Justice Hill being effective in the pass game, they aren't desperate for more running back production.
Well, you know, like Monken says, Bob said, you can never have enough great players. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You find a way to get him involved. And here's the thing. Let's say you throw a screen to him or something and he goes 45 yards. I mean, of course, you know, if he's showing like he's got what he had last year, you know, keep going with the hot dude. Don't put him in pass protection yet.
I believe you even said it about him last year. He's that special type of player that you could only give him three carries in a game, and he's going to make the most of those three carries. He's not a workload guy like Derrick Henry, who requires, you know, 15 to 20 a game.
The only thing I would say,
8 yards a carry.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about that, that's like, you know, probably both of us, Bob. Like, if you've had three beers and I've had three glasses of wine, I don't want to stop. You know, they taste good. And if he's had three good carries, you don't want to stop.
And I run real fast after that, too. To the bathroom.
Matt in New Orleans checking in with a prediction says, I'm still not sold on the Ravens defense even after last week. The offense, getting up early would be key. It did allow the defense to stay back and play well against a rookie quarterback. Unfortunately, Joe Burrow is not a rookie quarterback. His score prediction here still has the Ravens winning 42-35.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow's going to move the football. The thing that the defense, you know, and we talked about it earlier in the week, everybody said the defense was better because the offense was on the field 12 minutes in the third quarter. I mean, if they could start out in the first quarter tonight, go down and get a touchdown, be up 7-0, and then there's 3 minutes left in the first quarter, we'll take that.
Howard in Baltimore says, I believe that the Ravens will play better on defense tonight. They understand what's on the line. This game will come down to the safeties on defense. Can they keep the plays in front of them? Lamar is going to be Lamar. Tucker in special teams, a play there could be the difference. His score, Ravens 30-24.
And, you know, the other thing I was just thinking about now is it's the second time you've seen this group of players. So, you know, Marlon Humphrey's talking about, you know, got to do the right thing. I mean, you've seen them do it once already, and you saw where you screwed up. So you may be able to kind of have a better feel for what's going on.
Well, if you're Humphrey, he's been getting torched by Chase and Higgins for years.
Well, Higgins won't be there, right, so right. That's a good thing. You know,
sure.
Hey, I can promise you this. We're going to see the quick screen to Chase at some point.
And we'll close up shop with Chris here, who says, I'm just getting the feeling that the Bengals pull this one out, hoping that this is a feeling like Bob's feeling about Penn State, but I can see another key Tucker miss and the defense not holding up their end of the deal.
I feel pretty good about this, especially if B.J. Hill is not playing. Then I think that Henry eventually is going to wear them down, and we'll see what to win that game last time, the defense made one play and special teams made one play. You know, so if they could make two plays.
I think we'll all agree, if we're here tomorrow at 10:05, whenever we crack the mics, and we're talking about a Ravens loss,
oof,
we're not going to be surprised. People are going to be running hot.
Now we'll be running hot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and the Ravens are going to put themselves in a pretty interesting scenario where even winning the division, much less getting number one seed, might be pipe dream stuff. But let's handle business tonight, starting at 8:15. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes, live from Horseshoe Casino, downtown Baltimore. Brew Brothers, they're there until 5, and the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored takes over with me and Ken Wyman, brought to you by Rice Mirth and Pesaurus, and then Vinny and Tim Barbalace take over at 6, and then it's the game. There's all sorts of crazy things going on in downtown Baltimore, hopefully all of it positive. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you when we talk to you. For now, everybody, class dismissed.